This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas, filling in for host David Brown. As you heard in Ashley's report, keeping Zika under control in Texas isn't so much complicated as it is expensive. And when things get expensive, well, there's bound to be a budget fight. And in this case, it's high stakes. We invited Jamie Lovegrove, he's Washington correspondent for the Dallas Morning News, to explain the funding gridlock and what it means for Texans. Jamie, thanks for speaking with the Standard.
Thanks for having me on.
So Congress left Washington last month for a 7-week recess before passing legislation that would have provided some additional funding to actually combat Zika. What happened?
That's right. Well, this has been going on for several months now. The White House initially asked for $1.9 billion from Congress for Zika funding. That's significantly less than Congress approved, a couple years ago for Ebola when they approved $5.4 billion. They asked for $1.9 billion this time, and the Republican-led House balked at that cost. They cut it down to $622 million. The Senate approved a $1.1 billion legislation in May, but when that went to the conference report, there were these additional measures attached to it that limited funding for Planned Parenthood, as well as several other sort of controversial measures that the Democrats were not very happy with. And so they've effectively reached this impasse now where, they're not getting anything through. They've gone on recess. They are several months since the administration has requested this money now, and they have not given them a penny.
It's sort of like the if you don't behave, you go to bed hungry. And now both sides have gone to bed hungry. But there's people saying they should cancel the recess to come back and pass Zika legislation. Do you think that could happen?
Well, that's right. I think it's unlikely. Speaker Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have given no indication that that's going to happen. But dozens of Senate Democrats, almost all the Senate Democrats, sent a letter last week to McConnell and Ryan calling on them to cancel recess, to reconvene Congress, to reach a solution. The Republican response to that basically is that we've been trying and there's been no indication anything's going to get done. And the Texas Republican response here was this letter to President Obama on Friday. This is the entire Republican Texas congressional delegation that I wrote about, including Senator Cornyn, Senator Cruz, and the 25 Republican House members from Texas. And they sent a letter to Obama on Friday trying to figure out what exactly is going on with the $589 million that the White House repurposed from other areas of the administrative budget in April. About $510 million of those funds were pulled from resources that had previously been allocated to combat Ebola. But there have been these recent reports that $385 million of that money has still not been spent. So they send a letter to the White House trying to figure out what's going on with that money, how much of that money they are planning on spending on Zika prevention in Texas specifically. But, $385 million is still significantly short of, what the administration was initially asking for from Congress. So the White House doesn't want to indicate that Congress doesn't need to pass funding. The White House doesn't want to indicate that it can do this without getting any additional funding. And so there's an impasse there as well.
So two questions. One, has the White House responded?
The White House has not specifically responded to this letter yet. They have said, in general, that they have been doing everything that they can to handle this crisis. Eric Schultz, who's deputy press secretary, went on sort of a tweet storm on Friday afternoon last week, lambasting Republicans for asking about this when the administration has been doing quite a lot, in recent weeks. HHS, the Department of Health, Human Health Services, and the CDC have both been doling out money to track Zika and to prevent as much as it can.
We're running out of time. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to have one more question for you. So what would happen then if that was money that was allocated for things like Ebola? I mean, is there some backup plan for if money is needed for other diseases?
No, I mean, there really isn't. The Ebola thing is interesting. I mean, there are several Democrats too, particularly Rose DeLauro, Representative Rose DeLauro in Connecticut, who've been quite angry because, this Ebola money is still needed for Ebola. I mean,
yeah.
Ebola is still a significant issue in West Africa. And, there's no plan on how we would replenish that money Or, you know, if any other infectious diseases rise up, you know, what would we do at that point? And Congress, when their backs have been against the wall in the past, when there's been, you know, emergencies, public health crises, that they've acted in the past. Ebola was a good example of that. This time, even now, when we have an issue like this, there's nothing happening.
Jamie Lovegrove is Washington correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for taking the time, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.